I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and this is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on vacation, a much-deserved vacation after he had the COVID for a couple days and then had to stay in his house with, well, let's just say captives. So I think that's all ending. And right now on the grilling line, we've got Mr. Brad Ensing, and he's a grilling fool from Garrett's Appliance, one of our great long-term sponsors. How are you, Brad?
Good, Bob. How you doing today? I will say this. It's a little different for me to do this phone interview versus being in the studios with you, which is a lot more fun at the studio because normally we'd be cracking a beer or having a bourbon by now.
That's right. And thank you. And just so you know out there, folks, Brad is one of those fill-ins for me, Jop goes to automatically, because he's just a wealth of knowledge, and we want to have you back to do a triple host in the very near future, because we want to delve into mushrooms. And you know more about mushrooms, the safe type, than anybody I know. I can school you on the other types. But.
Well, you know, the funny thing was, I was actually having soup yesterday, and for all those people that are listening that like to type in things to search up, check out Amber Jelly Roll. It's something that's found abundantly this time of the year. It's what I'd consider a beginner's mushroom.
Really?
It doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it's something that you can add into soups. And I've been putting in my soup quite a bit. It adds a cool texture and a little bit of flavor. But Amber Jelly Roll, Ixidia resiza, scientific name. Really cool one to check out if you're out there in the woods looking.
Ixidia resiza.
So just look up Amber Jelly Roll. That's that's, you know, layman's terms for it, but really cool mushroom. And yeah, it's,
I mean, Amber Jelly Roll could be like your stage name, and Ixidia risa would be another one.
I will tell you, if this is the same stage name we're thinking about, nobody's going to pay to see me dance.
I didn't say that. So listen, Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance, you've got some really cool new specials coming out on grills. So let's hit on those quickly.
Yeah,
and then let's talk about something more fun.
You got it. Well, let's start out. You know, grilling season, we always say it never goes away, but it is the actual grilling season, we'll say, is coming up. You know, normally starting around May, people start coming into the showroom looking to buy something new, something different, something great. And some of the cool things at Garrett's is, you know, we have all those traditional style grills. We have your Weber. We have your Traeger pellet smokers. And we have some of those higher end grills for those customers that, you know, maybe want to do something stainless steel built in and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. Have you ever brought in the Delta?
Delta Heat? No, I have not.
I love that brand.
We've got some comparable U.S. brands that we are carrying.
Like what?
There's Artisan and Alfresco, which are made over in California. A lot of those big grill manufacturers are made over there. And then we do have some kind of not really a Chinese knockoff, but, you know, some Chinese well-built grills too, in full stainless steel, that are going to be a longer lasting grill at a better price point. Still your Webers, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the wood pellet smokers like Traeger, but a couple of the new things that we're going to have coming out for those people that, you know, want something cool and new and maybe don't want to spend quite as much. There's a brand out called Kettle Joe. That we're bringing in. It's actually built by Kamado Joe, which I'm sure you know that name.
You bet.
It's kind of a kettle-type grill. It's going to have that ceramic interior to it. However, the lid's not going to be a full ceramic.
It's going to be a gas-style
grill.
Oh, charcoal.
It's going to be a charcoal-style grill, so kind of like that big green egg-type style. However, it's going to start at like $500.
Wow.
So not everybody wants to go out and, you know, blow $1,000, $1,500. Maybe they're just getting their feet wet. It's a great way to get into charcoal for not spending a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of kettles, have you ever grilled on the Weber Summit?
I have, you know. Well, there's the Weber Summit, which would be your normal one, and then there is the old school style Weber kettle grill.
The Weber Summit kettle, you know, because they have the gas
stainless
Summit.
One.
They have the gas Summit. I really think that thing is awesome. It's so versatile. It seems expensive at like $1,500, $1,600, but I mean, if you spend that for an egg that will crack, Why not buy an American-made kettle that will work almost as good as an egg, but much more versatile? It's got some cool stuff on it.
And that thing's heavy as a tank as well.
Yes.
And, you know, full stainless steel exterior to it. So you're just getting, yeah. I think it's, I want to say right now, I think it went up to about $1,800.
Okay.
But
I'd pay it.
You know,
I'd
it's
pay
worth
it in
the
heartbeat.
Money.
Yes.
You know, the guys that are doing this and spending all these monies, you know, and I should say guys and gals, you know, going on hunting trips, they don't even think about, you know, spending $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. It's like, well, you're
right.
bringing your trophy home. Wouldn't you want to cook it on the best thing?
Right.
Don't screw that meat up.
Right.
You
and to be honest, I mean, I'd rather have one that I cooked on Jop's Big Green Egg XL. I sold it to him years ago, really cheap. And because I you know, end up with so many grills, I have to keep getting rid of them. And I forgot how much I really disliked that thing. The lid is so heavy. The table crushed under it. He luckily didn't break it. But, I mean, it's cool, but you can get the Weber Summit and have that same amount of room and not have an 80-pound lid. And not keep buying expensive parts to replace because they always crack.
Not only the cracking parts, but that seal on there goes bad quite often around the lip of the unit too. But
right.
I'm not here to hurt the guys that love their eggs because
no,
I know there's a lot
either.
Of eggheads
no.
out there. It's and you know, it's a great style of grilling, but you know, there's just other options out there. Not everybody's falling in that same big green egg boat. So
right.
you know, we've got some cool options
right.
that way. Another one, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, that we started doing as well. There were some Masterbuilt units, which is actually the one that we're doing is just a charcoal feed. It's basically got a tower and fan controlled, so it's actually got an electronic control. You can set it just like an oven for 400 degrees, you know, 500 degrees, and it just fluctuates a fan, blowing on that charcoal as it goes. You know, and I've done mac and cheese inside that thing, cinnamon roll. But, you know, there's another one for someone that wants to do something different. And, you know, you're talking about, again, $500-$600 starting and going up for there for a really cool way to do something outside of your normal propane or natural gas grill, which I think everybody just wants to do something a little different, especially after a lot of us have been cooped up indoors for a long time. It's just time to get out there and grill, hike, shoot some squirrels, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Hey, what about squirrels?
Squirrel season. Full effect. You liked a little leeway there into squirrel season.
Well, I was ready for it because I know how your mind works. I shoot squirrels all the time, and I'm so happy to find somebody else who enjoys a squirrel meal.
You know, my daughters, they name them, and it's so funny because they all look the same to me. It's like, well, I think I actually shot Eddie this morning, my daughter told me. However, Eddie was replaced by three other Eddies within about 5 minutes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I am a purveyor of the squirrel feast. This weekend, I've got three of them sitting in my fridge, you know, skin gutted, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to add one more on, which I'll probably take one tonight when I get home. But I am going to make some squirrel gumbo with collard greens this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to that.
So if you could have some squirrel with Exidia resiza, you'd have like the perfect Michigan meal.
You know what? If I can actually, I'm not going to put in Exidia resiza with this, but if I can sign, okay, here we go. Some Flamulina veluta peas, which would be velvet foot or gnocchi. I might throw some of that in there.
I'm getting a sign from the producer, Brad. Hey, time goes so fast with you because you're just you're one of those guys, man. Listen, let's get this mushroom thing going real soon. And maybe we can do it next week, but I want to educate myself and our listeners about mushrooms because I'm on to it.
You got it, brother. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. I hope Jop's feeling a little better and get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Thanks so much. Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience Pure Michigan Wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.